Middle East, where President Biden's point man on national security is on his way to meet with the Palestinian president a day after seeking assurances from Israeli officials on the war in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan wouldn't comment on reports there is a timeline for Israel's war effort, only that it continues to evolve.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
That would involve focusing on high-value targets, including the Hamas leader. A senior U.S. official says his days are numbered.
Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands have arrested at least seven people in connection with a terror plot against Jews in Europe. Former Mossad official Zohar Palti.
In this case, we see that Hamas already is conducting terror activity globally.
In Washington, a jury is deciding how much Rudy Giuliani should pay for spreading lies about two Georgia elections workers who say they've been receiving threats ever since he wrongly accused them of trying to change the 2020 results. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Rudy Giuliani repeatedly said he'd take the stand before the end of his trial and reveal the truth.
You heard one side. Stay tuned for my testimony.
But he chose not to. His attorney presented no case.
The woman, a mother and daughter, are asking for $47 million. Prince Harry's won a big court victory in the UK. He's won his phone hacking suit against the publisher of the tabloid Daily Mirror. Harry wasn't there, but a lawyer read his statement.
I've been told that slaying dragons will get you burned. But in light of today's victory and the importance of what is doing what is needed for a free and honest press, it is a worthwhile price to pay.
Harry is urging British officials to launch a criminal investigation. He's been awarded $180,000. Turns out there's a geographic gender divide in the U.S. New survey data show more women live along the East Coast, where they gravitate to colleges and universities. More men opt for the West, where there are more military bases and tech jobs. The Las Vegas Raiders set a franchise scoring record.
Unbelievable. They do it again.
Al Michaels at a loss on Prime as Vegas walloped the L.A. Chargers 63-21, 4 days after the team lost to the Vikings 3-0 in the lowest scoring NFL game in years. Dow futures are ahead 75. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooge with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Plus, dive into festive channels like Holiday Movie Favorites by Lifetime or Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin corn mill agrees to pay close to $2 million in penalties and make major safety improvements. That's after the explosion in Cambria 6 years ago that killed six workers and injured some others. Didion Milling is required to develop a safety system and work closely with federal safety regulators. Two company officials were convicted in October of falsifying documents and obstructing the OSHA investigation. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a deal approved by state university leaders this week is, quote, just the first step. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican says he wants to eliminate what he calls cancerous diversity practices on campus. Milwaukee State Representative Dora Drake tweets, the fight for underrepresented groups continues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Would you be interested in a community share program where you could borrow items you didn't have? Would you prefer garden tools or golf clubs? The Heart of Wisconsin Community Leadership Program is proposing a community share program that would have either tools or recreation equipment. They want to hear from the community which is more needed or preferred. A tool share would include items like basic household tools or sanding and painting supplies. And a recreation share would have items like tennis rackets, sleds, and yard games. The share program would be free or low cost with items to share donated by community members. The survey is available on the McMillan Memorial Library Facebook page. Powers Bluff is offering discount punch cards for tubing this year. The 10 punch card is good for 10 tow tickets for either the first or second session and can be used for multiple people. Cards are $100, which is a $30 savings. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because...
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together, the complete band, because we got Paul Trombley
joining us. Oh, triangle player.
Yes, Woo! Paul, how are you?
And actually, surprise, it's Michael Carey.
Michael!
Oh, Michael, what are you going to play in the band?
Yeah, Michael is going to be in the band, too, though. Do you play an instrument?
I mean tambourine.
Hey, all right. We got a tambourine player. All right. That's
all right.
Awesome. Appreciate that, Michael. What has Mother Nature got in store for us this weekend?
Well, not quite as warm as we were yesterday for today, but still well above where we should be for mid-December. We're headed up into the middle range of the 40s for high temperatures by this afternoon, and more in the way of cloud cover expected for today. Not overly breezy, though. Winds out of the south and southwest at less than 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, as a weak cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest, still looking to stay mild enough that any precipitation will fall in the form of some light rain for tonight. Overnight lows dropping back to 33 degrees, and into the day on Saturday, best chance for any lingering light rain showers, especially through midday, should finally dry things out by your Saturday afternoon time frame. We'll ease back to a high of 42. Completely dry then on Sunday, still stuck with some cloud cover there. We'll ease back to a high of 39 degrees. Temperatures drop back closer to average, at least for one day on Monday, behind a reinforcing cold frontal boundary. Still a dry forecast, though, Monday easing back to 28. And then we're quick to moderate back to some mid-30s on Tuesday, and still a remarkably mild and dry forecast Wednesday and even into next Thursday. Still a good 10 degrees above average, with highs in the upper 30s for highs there both Wednesday and into your Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate the updates. You have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you. Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them joining us all the time.
Did you notice how well I handled that?
Yes,
you am great. The tambourine player.
Yeah.
I am not sharing.
You handled it like a pro. There is no most bands have a rhythm and a lead guitarist. We can have a rhythm tambourine player and a lead tambourine.
No, we cannot.
No, we cannot. No, we will not be doing that. We will not be doing that. Let's be honest. We ain't doing that. We got a band already. Our band's set. We've got a strong band. And we got a strong show lined up for you, everybody. Thanks for everyone that joined us, traveled with us, migrated with us from WIRI Sunrise Show.
Everyone who flicked the channel button.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it. We're going to make it worth your while coming up in just a little bit. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After our local and state news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got that lined up.
We are just giving stuff away.
Yeah. What we're going to give away today is a free family pack from our friends over at Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
Love it.
We got a Christmas a theme that we're going to do with the next two Fridays as we're leading up to Christmas and everything. So we'll be have your Christmas mindset, Christmas songs, Christmas TV shows, Christmas music.
And I mean, if your mindset isn't already on Christmas, it's time to get with the program.
Very true. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off. We should be talking sports with Mike Clemens. Looking forward to that. We'll also have a little bit of entertainment news, not too much in there with that. I wanted to spend some time on a couple of other things, Terry. I've got like the seven holiday tidings, to celebrate the holidays, a couple like random facts and interesting things that I came across.
I love that stuff.
Were fun. Me too. We'll also get into a couple of other things that I thought were pretty interesting. Where is that? Oh, the top reasons kids are excited for the holidays. Got that one online up too. And plenty more. Also, we're going to get an update from our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. Got a lot of cool things going on over there with you guys, Terry, I want to talk about. And our weekend schedule And, of course, I don't know how much you've heard about this. Our friends at Quality Foods IGA, West Grand IGA, love that place. You and I have been there a billion times.
They have the best donuts, just putting it out there. Best donuts. In case somebody needs some sugar this morning.
the best donuts, you just got to get there. They're gone already. I almost guarantee it. You got to get there early. You do. And because they're so good, you got to get there early. And their deli is fantastic.
It is.
They got great people over there. Those people, though, are having a hard time right now because there is this mischievous merchant Merlin elf that is bopping around there and kind of knocking things off shelves and things like that and everything.
Really?
So, you know, it's like, well, we want to help find this guy. We're going to help you find him. We'll give you a hint in just a bit. And when we give you that hint, you take that and run with it. Run right over to our Facebook pages and take a picture of the elf. Run to our Facebook pages and put up there that WR Quality Foods with the hashtag WR Quality Foods, and you'll be in the running to win this awesome holiday basket, this hand basket that they're giving away. It's beautiful.
Okay, I have been in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give a hint.
Yeah.
Then you run to the store, take a picture. You find that in the store. Take a picture.
With the help of the hint.
Yep. Take a picture, post it on social media.
Put it on our Facebook pages.
Yep. Sweet.
And we'll collect the names. And on the 21st, we're going to be announcing the winner.
And then we're winning a nice grocery basket.
Yeah. I mean, a really nice one. Quality, you know this as well as I do. Quality Foods, that when they do things.
Oh, they're not skimping.
No. They really go all in on this. We're excited about it. That hint is coming up for you between now and 10 o'clock. Be listening for that. For now, we're going to stay local with our first story of the day. I thought this was pretty cool. It just popped up this morning out of UPI.com. A Wisconsin library didn't need Nancy Drew's detective skills to solve the mystery of a teen sleuth story returned 20. The teen sleuth story returned 20 years past its due date.
Well, yeah. Somebody was cleaning something.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. What did I? What? Oh, a Nancy Drew book. Oh, no.
Oh, it's from when my kid was in elementary school.
I don't know if anybody else has ever been there. I was there. I had a overdue book that worked out because my mother worked at the library. And it was only like a couple months overdue and stuff. But I had this feeling where I find a book that I didn't know about. I'm like, oh, a new book. Cool. Oh, no. And then you see the barcode. As soon as you see the barcode. You're like, oh no. The Sun Prairie Public Library said in the Facebook post that the book Carolyn Keene's Nancy Drew, The Cast of the Vanishing Veil, was returned recently along with the sticky note explaining the tome's long absence. The note reads, quote, sorry to return 20 years late, explanation points. Found in my parents' basement, I have found memories of going to Sun growing up. That's for all that you do.
I love it.
The post said librarians were happy to have the book returned to the collection. Better late than never, she says. Nice. Librarians wrote that the late return provides an excellent time to remind everyone that the library is fine free.
And, you know, that is something really cool. I was going to bring that up. Because if they were going to say they had a fine, I was going to say, whoa, we have a superior library. Because our library is also fine free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, get stuff back and be respectful of others who might want to be using it, right? But don't let finding a book that is way overdue at home, don't let it keep you away from the library. Because we have... Our library is amazing, and so don't let it keep you from going back.
I genuinely believe our library here in Rapids, McMillan Library, is one of the top libraries in this state. I genuinely believe that. I've been to a lot of libraries up and down this state, and there's all good ones. They're all great. Just happen to really love McMillan a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're really good to us there, and they're really good to our community and do a lot for our community. Again, one of the best ways we could show our love and support to our library is not only checking these things out and making use of the library, going there and, you know, it's a beautiful facility.
Use it, right?
Yeah. There's tons of things to do there, and you can hold meetings there. There's a lot. Also, returning these items, treating these items like they were given to you by a grandparent. You know, treat them right. Treat these items right. Other people want to use them. And when you're just going to end up paying for them anyway. A lot of this stuff comes out of taxes and stuff. So, I mean, you know, just be smart about it.
That is super sweet, though, that girl. Can you imagine, like you're going through and the thing of it is she's the one that checked it out. Even better. You know what I mean? Like she didn't find somebody else's. So, not a very cool story.
It's also cool. It sounds like she's not from the area. She said she makes sure to mention in there that she has fond memories of visiting Sun Prairie. battery and everything. That's cool. That's a very cool story. I like that one. That's a good one. Have you ever been in that situation, Terry, with you or your kids or anything like that? The only time I have is the one I mentioned.
Yeah, I can recall like having... I mean, nothing long term, more like, oh, this was supposed to be in last week, you know, like that kind of overdue. But I'll tell you that I typically will find an author that I like, and then I want to read every single book that author has ever written. Right. Like I do that quite often. And so I do love how we are part of a network of libraries, because you just put your library card information in and then you can search and put a hold on it. It'll come from any library. And so I think that's really cool. But along with that, while you're in there, if you have a book and it's coming due, you can just automatically renew it yourself.
So
you can save a little bit of that. But yeah, I mean, I can remember my kids were little, like there'd be story time and you couldn't find the book the day that you were going, you know, because it's like, where is this at home? We always try to keep them separate from our kids' regular books. But eventually, you know, it turns up and then you're a week late or you're 2 weeks late or whatever.
Eventually. And thankfully, again, at our library, they don't do that. They don't charge fines. And keep that in mind. Don't let that keep you from using our library.
And, you know, we used to have a fine system at our library. And so if you think you have one, you know what I mean? Like if that's keeping you away because you think you owe whatever, they're gone. Like they expunged all of those. So you should go check it out.
We will take a very quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Oh, one of the greatest voices you'll ever hear.
That.
God, y'all, that's such a beautiful...
Let's just do that the rest of the time.
I just want to listen to her the rest of the day, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, off on Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So get on over to Misty's when you can. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
That's tragic.
It's a sweet deal.
That sounds fabulous.
Get some of that pie and enjoy yourself. And wish them a happy, good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries as well, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can call up our station, 424-1300. You can call Pam anytime during the day and get it to us. Otherwise, we encourage you to call up during the show here, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, we are just one touch away. You can get right in touch with us. That app could come in handy as well when we do our Star of the Day after the news and everything.
Yeah.
Get in on that running real quick. Let's take a look at our list. And Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, gives us that. And let's see here, and I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, cool. Got ourselves our qualifiers here, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Martha Bawara.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Martha joined us a bunch on the air here for many years. Worked over at WRCT and did many shows over there. Wonderful colleague, wonderful person to work with. I believe Martha and her family are in Texas now, and wishing her well, wishing her very well. We also wish a happy birthday to Mike LaCour.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike's a good guy. Mike, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier, Amy Allwarden.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy Allwarden. Amy, wishing you a great one. Amy and her sister Beth, actually old friends of mine back in high school days, did a couple plays together and everything. Wonderful family. Wonderful people.
Happy birthday.
Amy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. On Saturday, we have one name to put the spotlight on, and it's Michelle Richards.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Enjoy your day, Michelle. I've always liked the name Michelle. It's a beautiful name. Enjoy your day, Michelle. Hope it's a good one. On Sunday, we have some special birthdays for you. First up, we want to wish Carol Hilke a very happy birthday. That's Pam's sister-in-law who lives in Palatine.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Carol's great. We wish you a wonderful day, Carol, and hope it's a good one for you. We also want to wish happy birthday to Samantha Jones.
Happy birthday, Samantha.
Enjoy your day. And our qualifier for Sunday, Leanne Cooper.
Happy birthday, Leanne.
Hope it's a good day for you, Leanne. Enjoy your day. Leanne's a great name, too. That's a great, all great names today. Thank you so much, everybody. Keep getting these birthdays and anniversaries to us and celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. Be listening for in just a couple weeks. We're going to announce our winner of Misty's Menu for the month of December.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It's
half
right
over already.
Corner. That's crazy. It's nuts. We are in the last month of 2023. That is just nuts to me. Taking a look at our celebrity list here, Charlie Cox is 41. Matt Murdock on Marvel's Daredevil series. Might also remember him as Owen Slater on Boardwalk Empire. Good actor. Good actor. Adam Brody is 44. Seth on The O.C. Okay. Let's see here. You and I get together and we get these small lists all the time. Don Johnson is 74.
Oh, there we go. Wow. Miami Vice.
Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice. Nash Bridges. He was in the Watchmen series. He's his daughter, Dakota Johnson, of course, a big name actor right now.
You know, think back to Miami Vice though. He had a style,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he was a trendsetter.
He had a style fashion. That so many people wanted to do.
Yeah.
One of the bigger names in TV, one of the bigger stars in TV history, too. Not only from Miami Vice, but from the Nash Bridges thing. That had a big following.
Yeah, it did.
My mom loves Don Johnson. Loves Don Johnson, man. Big fan.
Like she gets the remote when he's on.
Yeah. He's a very solid actor, too. In the Watchmen series, he plays a bit of a darker, more serious role. And did great. Really good job. Like, much stronger actor than I think the work that he got. He was able to show
recently, and I'm not going to remember the name of it, of course, but recently, probably in the last 2 years, there was a short, it didn't last, it only lasted one season, but I think it was on maybe CBS. There was a series that he was on, and he was kind of the patriarch of this ranch. I mean, it wasn't like Yellowstone, but I guess it was similar-ish, but he was great. I loved him in that.
I got in trouble with a couple students for this, but I stand by it, and it's their own fault. They brought it up. They know how I feel about Kevin Costner, and they saw that show that you're talking about, and they were like, well, I thought Don Johnson did a better job. I'm like, that's because Don Johnson's a far better actor than Kevin Costner.
But he was great in that show.
Was really good.
I thoroughly enjoyed
it. Yeah, from what I heard, yeah. Dave Clark is 84, drummer and leader of the Dave Clark Five. Includes Glad All Over, Because, Over and Over, I Like It Like That. Great drummer. Great drummer. You need a beat, Dave Clark, give it to you. Cindy Birdsong is 84. She joined the Supremes back in the day after Florence Ballard was out of the group back in 67. So Cindy, part of the Supremes, really, from all their hits.
Wow.
And then some people no longer with us, like the legend, and I mean comedic legend, Tim Conway. 1933, passed away in 2019. I grew up on the Carol Burnett show. Tim Conway, you know, outside of maybe Carol Burnett, was obviously but my favorite part of the show. I love comedians that have no fear, that whatever it takes to do to make you laugh, they are going to do it. That's Tim Conway.
Oh, like, for sure.
Dorf on Golf and all these other things. Like, I mean, just so good. His facial expression, when he would play the old man with the mustache, and he, and like what's her name would hit her over the hit him over the head. I don't know. There's just so many scenes that it was his facial expressions that really sold it for me. I think just a comedic legend, a genius. Alan Freed, born in this day in 1921, passed away in 1965. We cannot be doing the job we're doing and not give respect to Alan Freed. Disc Jedi, who coined the term rock and roll back in 1951. This whole thing that we're doing here, guys like Alan Freed are important to respect and note, honor them. Let's see here. Let's take a look at some more birthdays. You know what? That's it for us. That's weird.
We've expired.
I thought I had my birthdays for December 16th.
End of the road, man.
Yeah. No, we're going to look this up. We got to get this.
Because it has to be better than what we've been having.
Well, and the computer I'm using is just, it's not working with me here. So on Saturday, tomorrow, Benjamin Bratt celebrating a birthday. He was big on Law and Order for a while there. He had a moment in the 90s there where he was around for a bit. Kristen Ritter, fantastic actor. She's celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, of course. One of the great members of ZZ Top. Going to be celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Let's see here. And then a couple of more here, big ones. We got some big names we got to get to. I want to see if there's any others before I get to the big names. I hate mentioning like a big name and then like missing and getting like a couple of like smaller names in there after the big name. Jason Momoa celebrating a birthday tomorrow. That's a big one. We got to get that in there. I've really enjoyed his career. I'm really enjoying what he's doing with his career, the arc it's been taking. But a lot of the what he's been doing, not only to like help our oceans, he's very big about that and trying to raise awareness and funds for that, but the way he handles himself in interviews, he doesn't take this too serious. And as somebody who is trying to get better about that, I really admire seeing people who are able to give 100%. When you see him act, he's giving you everything he's got. And he trains for these roles. He works. He cares about it. He knows he's fortunate to be in this position. I think when you get a break a little later in life, these things are a little more, they dawn on you a little bit more. While at the same time, like, I'm playing pretend for a living. Like, I'm Aquaman. Like, you know, how serious am I going to take this? I'm Aquaman.
You know, kind of got the tiger by the tail, huh?
Yeah. I really admire the way he handles himself. And a great actor, very good actor. Some people no longer with us, like Bill Hicks. Talking about legends of comedy, Bill Hicks, one of those forgotten names of comedy. But almost any comedian of the mid-80s was influenced by him. Certainly anybody from the 90s and on that got the chance to hear Bill Hicks ended up becoming a lot like Bill Hicks. His style, his comedy, unlike anybody else's, really. It was very George Carlin-like, I would say. But a little more... a little more Sam Kennison in there in some ways. Really,
a little
really,
bit of edge.
Yeah, really talented comedian. And Ludwig van Beethoven, born on this day. That's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. Got to get that. That's the big one. I think that would be
the big
one.
That's the big one.
Feel pretty safe to say that's the big name.
Yeah, you'd be taking a risk putting any of the rest of those, say they're bigger than that one.
Yeah. Still regarded as one of the most famous composers to date, if not arguably the most famous composer.
I would say the most, but...
Mm-hmm. And let's take a look at Sunday. Sunday the 17th. Got some great birthdays for that one, I'm sure. I don't know, but I'm sure. Let's see here. Nope, a bunch of... Sarah Paulson. It's 48. Fantastic actor. A lot of people have probably seen her on American Horror Story, but she's been in a bunch of other stuff, too. She's a very, very talented actor. Manny Pacquiao is 44 on Sunday. Fantastic boxer. Retired now. I think he's... He's one of these guys where he's retired. He's a Philippine actor. He's in the Philippines, and I believe he was in their government for a while. But he was also like doing music, like in the Philippines and stuff. Like just anything he can get his hands on, he's doing it. Mila Jovovich is 47 on Sunday. Fantastic actor. I think a lot of people remember her from The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
She also did a great job as Joan of Arc. I think the movie was named Joan, but she was very good in that as well. Little Rel is 43, good actor. In a number of movies recently, Us, a lot of Keenan Thompson movies, Jordan Peele movies, I should say. I said Keenan Thompson because I saw his name just a moment ago. Eugene Levy is 76 on Sunday.
You got to love him.
I literally love that man. Yes. Growing up on Second City Television, that was one of my first influences was Second City TV. And, of course, John Candy was on there, and I love John Candy, one of my favorites of all time. Right after John Candy, though, was Eugene Levy.
And it's just his whole look, like his eyebrows. I don't know.
He's
just funny.
I think he's one of the funniest people I've ever seen.
And honestly, I mean, you have much more exposure to him, I'm sure, and much more, you know, thinking about different things he's been in. But I just, the American Pie movies.
He is just hilarious. He's his comedic timing is perfect.
Yeah.
It's absolutely perfect. And it always has been. And I mentioned that we got to save big ones for last. You're just going to let me keep choking over here. You're not going to say nothing. You're just going to let me choke.
Excuse you. Would you like the Heimlich? Would you like me to pound on your back?
I wish people could see the smile on her face. I'm not smiling about that.
I mean, I was thinking about reaching over and pushing the button. What do you want me to do?
No, just talk. Just fill that air.
Birthday on Sunday, December 17th, is Pope Francis.
Pope Francis, we say big birthdays. We say big birthdays. This is going to be one of the biggest big we're going to do. I really like Pope Francis.
I do too.
I really admire this man. I've grew up in you know, with my Nana telling me a lot about the current popes whenever they were. I learned a lot about them through her. Recent years, as I got older and as an adult, I didn't do as much of that. And I've tried to get better about learning about these gentlemen and these people. This man in particular has changed the game with this position. Mm-hmm. I really admire what he has done. And I find it a little silly. Though I don't care what religious standing you are or what unreligious standing you are or anything like that, I think that certain things invoke respect. Mm-hmm. And not to say that you have to like, you have to follow, or any of these things, but just a certain level of respect. I feel this way about former presidents. Didn't matter if I voted for him, doesn't matter how I feel about him, that's a former president.
100%.
Pope Francis is the Pope. Like, I mean,
you gotta
give him respect, right?
It's a big deal.
I really admire a lot of what he has done in this position as well. The first thing I remember of him, and he's only been in this position for a couple of years, but the first thing I remember is seeing him washing the feet of poor people. And I understand, you know, how deep that is in that religion, how important that is in that position.
Yeah, and he just, I don't know. Yeah, there's something about him to me that's so, like, this probably isn't the right word, but like patron saint. Like he, you know what I mean? Like he's a high level leader and he has to do everything that goes with that. Mm-hmm. But yet he seems so relatable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You just, all popes have, you know, done that, washed feet and done this and done this. But to me with him, and honestly, the Pope just prior to him,
yes.
And I believe that was Benedict. Yeah. I don't remember which number, but just seemed so, they just, seems so salt of the earth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Just, I don't know. There's something about their mannerisms and their display of,
and really
of
about
care.
And really about inclusion. Really mm-hmm. about, you know, whether you are, you practice the faith or not, he you know, you're a human being. He loves you. You know, like I think we need more of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Argentinians own Pope Francis, born on this date in 1936. We'll take a quick commercial break, but one more time, wishing a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there. Celebrate. Enjoy your day. Keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. Stick around after our state and local news. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin students pursuing careers in healthcare will now enter the workforce more quickly and easily. The state's public and private colleges and universities have a deal with the Department of Safety and Professional Services. It will streamline the process to get new graduates their professional licenses. Holiday shopping creates opportunities for scam artists. Courtney Anclam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says shoppers need to be careful in brick-and-mortar stores, too.
It's just making sure that gift cards haven't been tampered with before you purchase it. You can see the PIN number on the back when it should be covered and stuff like that.
And Clam says a lot of bogus retailers promote themselves aggressively on social media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man who had a gun and was running from police was taken into custody yesterday evening without incident in Wisconsin Rapids. multiple special response teams, including tactical teams from the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin Rapids Police, and Marshfield Police Departments, and members of the Marathon County Sheriff's Department blocked off an area by 7th Avenue and Fremont Street yesterday afternoon. The suspect had a gun and had barricaded himself inside a building. He was wanted by Marathon County after he shot at a deputy during a vehicle chase. The situation was resolved without incident yesterday evening, and residents were allowed to return to their homes. The Holiday Health Resource Fair is today in Wisconsin Rapids. From 3 to 7, you can find out about free or low-cost health resources in the area at the Mid-State Gym. Get your flu shot, free food and drinks, and a photo with Santa Claus. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition, Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV news song, we'll say, from a Christmas special.
Oh.
And you have to call up 424-2600 and tell us the exact name of the special. This is not a very difficult one, everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a hard one, but I do want the actual title of the Christmas special.
So, like, not just a shortened version, not
right,
like a word.
Right, right.
Like the actual name.
Terry gets it, yeah. So get ready to call 715-424-2600. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, get ready to touch that one button and get right to us. 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV special this is from.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Well, the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Sarah. Can I get your first name?
Donald.
Donald, thank you so much for calling in. Especially Donald, you sound a little busy over there, Donald.
Yeah,
yeah,
time of year.
Yeah, understandable. Appreciate you making the time, Donald. What town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Donald, if you don't mind, hang on the line a little bit for us. I'll get some information from you off air.
When's the last time you watched When the Grinch Stole, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Mm.
Donald, I don't know if you heard Terry, but when was the last time you got to see The Grinch Stole Christmas?
Oh, I suppose within the last year or so. It's been on TV quite a bit.
Oh, good.
All right, right on, right on.
I love that's one of my favorites.
We appreciate you, Donald. Thanks so much for calling and listening.
Thank you.
We'll talk to Donald a little bit more in a moment, but of course, the 1966 classic actually first aired on December 18th in 1966,
oh,
so just a couple of days
Monday,
from today.
Yeah. See? So everybody making a point. On Monday...
Mm-hmm.
Sometime between now and Monday, watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I like watching the original one.
Me too.
I love the Jim Carrey one.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like the movie.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
fun. But there's just something about this. It's just, it's timeless.
My mom chose this one. I was talking to her about this yesterday during we were lighting the last night of Hanukkah's candles, and we were talking about this, and she was like, "Oh, you know, I think that the How the Grinch Stole Christmas." I was like, "Well, it was a little too easy." She's like, "No, you got to ask for the exact title. People are just going to say Grinch."
So it wasn't because she was looking around going, "I'm surrounded by a bunch of Grinches."
I think it was a little of that, a little of column A, a little of column B, maybe. But the great Thurl Ravenscroft, of course, the singer of that, and as she mentioned, Boris Karloff, the narrator.
And how can you not love Max? He's the cutest little puppy ever.
I think 99% of us want a dog because of Max. Like, yeah, the great dog. We appreciate you listening. Listen every Friday for our next star of the day. We got one more Christmas one coming up for you. Looking forward to that. That's right around the next Friday we'll be doing that. We're going to talk to Donald, our newest star of the day. We'll be back with more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooge with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Plus, dive into festive channels like Holiday Movie Favorites by Lifetime or Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now. Now it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, everybody out there. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas this time of year. Keep on listening, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you coming up in the next couple of hours. We'll be joining you with... we'll have Mike Clemens joining us to talk some Wisconsin sports. Looking forward to that. We will also get into some entertainment and other fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. And keep on listening. We got to give you that hint for that mischievous merchant Merlin elf at Ooh. Quality Foods IGA. Got that hint coming up for you, and everybody. So first, let's get into a couple of other fun things I wanted to touch on here, Terry. Seating arrangements this time of year. You have to be a little crazy to host holiday get-togethers with family. So it's not surprising that some hosts already have the whiteboard out, mapping out where everybody is going to sit, like it's the Grammys or something like that. There's a new survey out on holiday gatherings, and 59% of people said that they enjoy hosting guests in their home. So almost 60% enjoy being a host. I found that impressive. I actually wouldn't have thought that. But about 75% are stressed about it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that number's probably a little higher.
But I think it's both. Like, you can enjoy it and still be stressed about it. And there's a few reasons why. Mm-hmm. One, maybe you're doing all the work, right?
Yeah.
But I think you also could be stressed by it because maybe there's just someone on the guest list that, you know, you have to invite, but they're stressful to you. I mean, that's... I think that's real.
We used to have this in our family. I can talk about this because they're not a couple anymore. But one of my uncle aunts. I'm just going to say it that way. So because I'm covering both bases.
My uncle aunt.
I only have one uncle, so I can't say my uncle. I can't. You know. But them. So one of them had a person they were dating.
Okay.
That we loved this person, but did not like the person they were dating. And my Nana Papa felt like they'd been together for quite a while. She felt like they had to invite them both. And it was always funny to me, like, oh, where's Nana going to sit him? Like, where's she going to put him? One year, I kid you not, this was I've already given away so much. This was a guy in his 30s. He had to sit at the kids' table with my brother and sister.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, just, I mean,
it was played as a joke, and he played it very well. But then he got kind of like a little butthurt about it and everything. It was like, well, you're not going to fit in this family, man. You're not going to make it in this family. You know? He didn't. Others are the biggest concern is making sure everyone has fun. 32% of hosts can get stressed over that. A similar amount worry about the food that they serve or having the house cleaned up in time. There's also drinks and decorations. Others are concerned about having enough room or making sure no one damages anything. And 9% of people are already thinking about seating arrangements. I've never done anything like this, so I don't even know where to begin with questions or anything like that. But I have seen my grandmothers, my mom. I've seen so many people host these things. And I remember thinking, even as a kid, they're not enjoying the holiday. They're so stressed. They're so freaked out. They're worrying about, is everybody else okay? Is everybody else happy? I think one of the best things you can do is making sure that whoever's hosting, that they're having a good time too, that they're enjoying themselves too. You're helping out however you can.
And I think by nature, though, James, the mom or the grandma, if, you know, yes, so stress could be reduced by eliminating that situation, but we wouldn't be happy if that situation wasn't
right,
there. You know
right,
what I mean? Like
right.
if we weren't hosting and having everyone together and giving and feeding and, you know, you think about the importance of all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, also not fair to say we bring it on ourselves because there are just things that are stressful, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's exactly what you said. Make sure that person feels valued. You
know,
bring a little something when you come or just, you know, show your appreciation and be thankful. And I'm not saying that people aren't grateful, but sometimes it's just so nice when someone's leaving or when they arrive and you get a nice hug or you get a nice, oh, you know, I'm so glad that we get to spend time together. That goes miles, way more than what people think about.
You're so true. You're so right about that. It's a good idea to do. Hopefully you're just doing that in general, but if you needed a reminder, there you go. Hopefully you're doing that. One of the things that has come up recently with my family and I, with losing my papa and our last grandparent gone, my dad brought up about how the grandparents were the ones that always brought us together. You know, people move would travel up here to come see Nana
changes.
Papa.
They it would, changes.
And who's going to do that now and everything? So, for one, if you have people like that in your life, appreciate them, love them, thank them enough. I'm very, very thankful right now in this moment talking about this with you and everything that I'm thinking about my Nana Papa, who I spent most of my Christmases with. And while you can never appreciate people nearly enough and tell them nearly enough how much you love them, I feel really good that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good that I got to a good place with that. You can always do it more, but my Nana Pop knew how much I loved them. They knew how much I appreciated them and everything. And, you know, when you have those people, that you appreciate them. But if you don't have them, I really do put it on people to keep these things going, to keep these traditions going, to find ways to make them work. Reach out to your brothers and sisters, your aunts and uncles, your cousins, everybody. That's what this time of year is about. It's about family.
And when
if
you're
you can.
Thinking about the people in your life who do host, because that also tends to, I know some families like rotate, but it tends to be pretty often the same person in the family that, you know, takes the lead and hosts. You know, the other thing, just offer to bring something.
Yeah.
And you know what? And if they say no, that's okay. Then you don't, but just put the offer out there. I think that just goes so far when you know, when you're the one doing it, that people are willing.
Part of the reason my mom thought of the Grinch Stole Christmas is because she birthed a Grinch. I was a Grinch for a very long
you
time.
You ate the last can of Who Hash?
Rude. Yeah. I was that guy for a very long time. I'm telling you, it is so much better on the other side of things. And I encourage people to embrace that part of the season, too. I'm not saying you got to walk around with tinsel in your hair or any of these
but
things.
But you could.
You could, if it helps you get into the season. might be a new fashion trend. Might be something too cool to try. I don't know. Tinsel's not that expensive. It seems like a good thing to go into. We'll take a break. I don't know anything about tinsel.
And don't have it if you have kitties.
Right.
It's not good for them.
That I remember. We'll be back with more mornings on WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different,
but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will be cloudy with a few scattered off and on rain showers. We could get between a tenth and a quarter inch of rain in some spots overnight. Our low 33. Tomorrow, a few lingering showers, even a few flurries with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there. Snow.
Welcome back, everyone.
Wait, where's this snow?
Yeah, this is kind of a
this
cruel song to be playing
this
right now.
This is mean.
grass what? Everywhere, grass.
Brownness.
Brownness.
Dirt. It's not fun.
No,
we need some fresh snow.
Not as fun. We do. Definitely do. Well, hopefully, you know, you never know. Maybe
in the next week and a half,
could see a little
better hustle some up.
Yeah, it looks like if we get anything, it'll probably get rain right now with the temperatures being what they are. Well, and I thought this was an interesting thing to bring back. I think it was Monday's show that Paul Trombley joined us. And this is the reason why we love talking to live people. We love talking to people that know the weather and know their history. Paul was able to tell us that 72 to 75% of our Christmases here in central Wisconsin, specifically in Wisconsin Rapids, have been green.
Well, there you go. That's our That Ain't Right story, people.
You're right? Yeah, there you go. Got it in already. We got it. That is, but I hadn't thought of it like that.
Yeah.
And it,
Well, our oldest daughter has a January birthday, and we were going through pictures last year because she graduated, you know, so we were doing picture board stuff. But there was one, I think it was the year that she turned two, and, you know, where she's positioned for the picture with the cake behind her is like just green, like not green, just brown grass. And I'm like, wait a minute, where was the snow?
Yeah.
This was January. So it's kind of disappointing.
Kids love, I hear you, kids love the snow, kids love the holidays, but what exactly do they love about them, like in order? Someone looked into it with a new survey, and here are the top things your kids are excited about right now. You want to start at number 5 or number 1 here, Terry?
Starting at the bottom.
All right. No school.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. That's not number 1.
I'm guessing this is going to be a pretty obvious list. No school, 8% of the vote got that. We thought that I thought that it would be a little bit higher, but I don't know.
I love it.
When I talk to kids, like you know, young kids, and I don't get to talk to them that often or anything, but when I do, hey, how was school today? Oh, do you enjoy school? I don't get the negative stuff, really. I haven't been. Maybe it's just the handful
but
of kids I've talked to.
Yeah, but there's still just something about Christmas break.
Yes.
Right? It's kind of like snow days. I think there was this big fear, and I seriously love Craig Bourne for this, because when they went to the ability to have virtual days of school, he's like, well, but kids will still get their 2 snow days. You know what I mean? Like, if we need a 3rd one, then we'll do
that's
virtual,
different.
But
right.
Snow days are snow days, and there's something magic about that. So
absolutely.
I think there's just same thing with Christmas break.
They're every child, and I mean every child. I'm talking Arizona kids, California kids. Like, every kid should get to experience what it is to be have a snow day. I don't know. Figure it out, California, Arizona. Figure it out. Rain day. I don't know. But kid, that you're so right about that, and I love that we have people in these positions that get that stuff.
And there's,
that are treating it that way.
And something about, like, oh, you can go back to sleep. It's a snow day, you know? I mean,
oh, that was the
lay
best
around
feeling.
All day in your jammies.
You
yeah.
get up super early, and you're trying to open your eyes, and mom or dad tell you, yeah, you ain't got school today. Oh, that's the best feeling. That is the best
and
feeling.
And then you're wide awake, though, because you want to do, like, stuff.
Yeah, I want to go sledding.
Snowing. Snow stuff, yeah.
Oh, sledding. I immediately, as soon as I could, I was hitting the slopes. And when I moved to Rapids, and somebody told me about the 07 over there.
Oh, Bloody 07,
yeah.
But
oh
you,
my God,
do you
that's
remember,
a fun hill.
You remember Arneson Hill, too, though, over by the industrial park, kind of?
Yes.
Over here, yeah. I mean, that got taken down, but when we were kids, that was a place to go.
I got so spoiled going to grade schools in this area. When I first moved here, I go to Humpke, and at Humpke during recess in this time of year, you've got this gigantic, I don't know if it's still there, but they got this gigantic hill that we got to sled
Like they
down.
Make it on purpose.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
kids.
It was yeah. so fun. It was so cool. And then in at Washington Elementary, we had the big dome and everything, and we had so much like play area with the soccer fields and
sure.
all that. Sledding in this area is a lot of fun. Being a kid in this area, I think, is a lot of fun. The food, 11%. Lots of big family dinners this time of year. I like seeing food
well,
show up on
kind
the list
of,
with kids.
I mean, like for us, it's less meals and more snacks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of fun. Like you go
Very
to things and it's,
yes.
I mean, meatballs and cheese trays and, you know, just,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
grazing food.
I love grazing food.
Me
I'm a
too.
Grazer. I'm a big grazer. Decorating the house, 20% enjoy doing that. That includes hanging ornaments on the tree.
Huh, cute.
Yeah.
I'm finding it a little far-fetched that that comes before no school.
Yep. Yep. I feel like the parents were like right over their shoulders when they were filling this out or something. Yeah. Number two, visiting Santa. 20% enjoy that.
Oh,
so
for sure.
When you're standing in that long line, maybe, you know, that the kid's so amped, maybe you know, keep
yeah.
that energy going
yep.
and everything. And the number one thing, of course, gifts. We thought that that would be the obvious top choice, but it still only got about 22% of the vote. So not all kids thought that they voted that as their favorite thing.
James, it starts early because, you know, also 17% don't know.
Right. nice. Seeing extended family just missed the top five with 6% of the vote. Cookies and other sweets are next at number five.
Cool.
At 5%.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting list.
I do think I get gifts being number one, and I even get the visit to Santa being way up, you know, number two. But I would think no school would be right after that.
Absolutely.
I think it's a little bit off. But those all five of those are good.
Yeah, yeah. So is there anything that stands out to you, when you were a kid that you remember? Like I mentioned, sledding. That was one of my favorite things to do
this time
of year. Oh,
yeah, we loved playing outside. We had a couple of snowmobiles when I was a kid. And when we were kids, like, we weren't allowed to take them out of the yard, but we would pull, you know, we'd hook a sled up to the back and we'd just pull. And we had a big yard, so we'd just pull each other around.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so fun. My kids do that still at our house and love that. So, playing outside. I still like to go outside, though,
yeah,
in the snow.
I hear you.
You know, we cross-country ski, snowshoe, that kind of thing. And I love that. I'm not a downhill skier, but... But I also equally love the snow from inside, sitting by the fireplace, just watching it snow.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of mad that we don't have any snow.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I don't know. It doesn't normally bother me. For some reason, this year, I'm with you. I really would like to have a little bit of snow out
And
there.
Our good friend Kevin, and I know he calls in on Mondays, but he's a good friend of mine. He's actually saying this is nice delivery weather because he happens to be a delivery person.
Right on.
Which, I mean, okay, but take one for the team, dude. Get the Yak Tracks on your boots and let's get going here.
715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation anytime. Just happen to mention that phone number right now. Especially with this next topic, Terry, and I saved this one for you in particular. I think this could be a right story, but I don't like to, you know, put my opinion on all this stuff. You guys go have the morning show play and home version at home that we got to everybody out there. You go ahead and play along at home.
If Wait, do they have our faces?
Yeah, it's just our faces out there. Yeah, it's really. If you collected VHS tapes, chances are you had a copy of Titanic. It was one of the top selling tapes.
Have a copy.
Rude. Have a copy. But they sold more than 25 million, and there's more than 25 million still in circulation of those.
Like,
that's
I have
incredible.
Mine yet.
You still got yours. Okay.
I also have DVDs.
Well, there's somebody that wants it, Terry. There's
How
a
much?
Guy in Florida. Nice. Good question. Great first question. There's a guy in Florida named JD who says he's trying to collect 1 million copies of the Titanic of Titanic on VHS, or around 1 in 25 copies that have existed. He has 2,477 copies already, so he's got a long way to go. He playfully joked around that about his fandom, but his dedication is real. He spent a few years collecting already, and Titanic has a double VHS, meaning this is taking up serious space in his house.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Where are these things?
And he claims he already has the world's largest collection of Titanic soundtracks on CD. Obviously, he won't get to 1 million by hitting up thrift stores. He needs your help. He is looking for people to, you know, reach out to him. You can Google him and find him.
Do you think he's like Do you think in his TV room, like, the furniture is made out of Titanic VHS?
Nice. Yes. Yes, I do. I choose to believe that it is. Yes. I don't care if it's real or not. I want to believe that he even has, like, an entertainment center that he watches Titanic that's made of Titanic VHS tapes.
So do you suppose Crazy Tom lives alone?
I'm going to take a real shot in the dark here and say this is a single guy. I know my people. I'm guessing he is definitely single. Now, if he isn't, oh, God, I'd love to meet that woman. Or man. I'd love to meet that person. Like, that's love. That's love if you stand by somebody's side that's collecting all these VHS tapes and everything.
I am a huge, as you know, Titanic fan.
Yes.
There's nothing about this compelling to me.
Is there an item from the movie that if you could have in your home, you would have?
Oh, interesting.
You can think about it. You don't have to answer right
now.
I've
never thought
about
it.
Okay. All right. Because I know a lot of memorabilia is big to people. This is big to us. That mischievous merchant Merlin Elf is over at Quality Foods IGA right now. We're going to give you a hint. You take that hint, get over to Quality Foods, take a picture of the elf, and put it on your put it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WR Quality Foods.
West Grand.
West Grand IGA is where you're going, everybody. With this hint, the spirited elf can be found orchestrating a holiday feast with a twinkle in his eyes and a sprinkle.